USA News, I'm Dave Collins. The U.S. does not see conflict with Iran, but will strike forcefully to protect our people. Speaking from Canada during a visit with Prime Minister Justin Trudeau, Biden laid out the response after a suspected Iranian drone hit a U.S. installation in Syria, killing a U.S. contractor and injuring six other Americans.
U.S. military forces carried out a series of airstrikes in Syria, targeting those responsible for attacking our personnel.
The president said the U.S. will continue to counter terrorist threats in the region. The U.S. and Canada are expanding an agreement to reroute asylum seekers who cross their borders illegally. The deal will allow Canada to turn away migrants from unofficial crossing points. In return, Canada will welcome an additional 15,000 Central American migrants over the next year, taking some of the burden off the U.S. The House is approving a parental bill of rights to give parents more say in their children's classrooms, but Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer said the bill will be dead on arrival in the upper chamber. The GOP bill is a response to the growing anger across the country about access to information on everything from school curriculum to safety and the prevalence of gender ideology and critical race theory. Ian Pryor, Fight for Schools Executive Director, says that schools are overstepping and focusing on the wrong thing.
Instead of them focusing on academics, they're focusing on these social issues. They're trying to teach morality and replace the parents. Meanwhile, academics are failing and parents are trying to catch their kids up in the academic realm, whether sending them to tutors or working with them at home. It's completely flipped on its head.
Wall Street is closing higher despite banking sector concerns. The Dow Jones Industrial Average gained 132 points to 32,237. The S&P 500 added 22 points to 39,70. The Nasdaq rose 36 points to 11,823. This is USA News.
Remember customer service? Yeah, it's almost a lost art. Almost, because actually MediShare is nailing it when it comes to caring for their members. No wonder MediShare gets double the satisfaction rating compared to health insurance. Imagine, you get to talk to actual people, and they're for you.
Well, we're all here for the same thing. We want what's best for the members.
How am I going to help this member today that has come across my desk? How am I going to make sure that what they need is what they get? And as fast as possible.
So, yeah, you'll love the savings with MediShare. There's no doubt about that. But the way you're treated is just plain refreshing.
To be able to pray with them before actually disconnecting that call, you just get goosebumps. And you know it's God, you know, just leading you to that person.
So you can save a lot. But as always, it's people who make the difference. Call now. They are great to talk to. 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
A bill that limits gender-affirming treatment care for minors is set to become law in Georgia. Republican Governor Brian Kemp signed the bill. SB 140 outlaws licensed medical professionals from providing patients under the age of 18 with hormone therapy or surgery related to gender transition. Patients treated with the antiviral drug Paxlovid may have a lower risk of getting what's known as long COVID. New study says taking Paxlovid within 5 days of coming down with COVID could reduce the long COVID risk by 26%. The Sheriff's Department is hiring people for their crime lab. Brandy Silverthorne with the crime lab says they are hiring forensic evidence technicians, and people can apply online at joinsdsheriff.net.
The department's very supportive, and the crime lab is very supportive of women in forensics and science. 70% of my coworkers in the crime lab are women.
She says the job in San Diego at the Sheriff's Department offers competitive benefits. Tom Brady is moving on to its next venture. The 7-time Super Bowl winning quarterback has acquired an ownership interest in the WNBA's Las Vegas Aces. Brady said in a statement that he has always been a huge fan of women's sports and that he admires the work that the Aces players, staff, and the WNBA continue to do to grow the sport and empower future generations of athletes. Dave Collins, USA News.
Do you have a story to tell? Bring your story to life with audiobooks. Great stories deserve great storytelling. Audiobook Network provides professional voice actors and full production services for every author's manuscript. From narration, production, and editing to distribution, promotion, and sales, Audiobook Network handles everything. If you have a print book, ebook, or even a manuscript, call Audiobook Network now and get our free audiobook guide. 800-734-1229. 800-734-1229.